Speaking of podcasting and Audio Hijack Pro, just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Y'all have to listen to There Are Some Who Call Me Tim, the most recent one, because that one was a hilarious shit sammy between the three of you.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to Halftime of the Big Game and Episode 1 of Big Fatty Online. Coming up today, we will clear up a little bit of unfinished business. We'll introduce you to a new segment that I'm calling Memory Lane Music, and much, much more here on Big Fatty Online, Episode 1. It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 787 of the BFO for Sunday, the 6th. February 2011, y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show, y'all, the time has come, we are going to announce the big winners, yes, Big Freddy, we are touching ourselves. Dear Gussie, hi everyone, I hope your Sunday is going well. Y'all, it is, you're listening to this at halftime of the big game, and you know Big Fatty is sitting here watching the big game, and the Green Bay Packers have just scored the first touchdown of the game. They had to kick off to the Pittsburgh Steelers, and y'all, with 3 minutes and 44 seconds left in the first quarter, it is Green Bay 7 and Pittsburgh nothing. Yeah, Big Fatty, you're confusing everyone. Y'all, today is when we celebrate the start of the BFO, and y'all, this is the start of year number 4 today. And y'all, I am watching the commercials, and y'all, I hadn't been so impressed with the Boopa Soul commercials. Y'all, they've got one right now where he's shooting some Pepsi Max and gonna hit the man in the junk. Oh, dang, gushy, Big Freddy, it just hit him in the big old area. Yes. But I have got a couple of voicemails that came in at the very last minute of people who wanted to get into the contest. And y'all, it is, and I had some e-letters that came in very late. I believe Trucker Alex may have been the last person to get in on the coupon contest, y'all. He had but minutes to spare to get his entry in, but he did get it in under the deadline. But y'all, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play these voice letters for you, and then we are going to review the coupon contest, and y'all, then we are going to get over to the number one fan contest. Yes, Big Fatty, lovely, just lovely.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat and sin, and oh, still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham, and oh, all he wants is ham,
and I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Terry from Chicago. Was calling to see if you'll put my name in for your little contest. I'd like to be your number one fan for 2011, but I'm a little concerned if I do win, if I'm going to have to change from listening to you in double speed or not. So I don't know if I can bear 20 minutes. Also, I'd like to give you my guess for the coupon contest. My guess is $852. So please let me know if I'm a winner. Thanks for calling. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, can you believe he said that? He's going to have to listen on double speed. Ah, oh, dear. I mean, on single speed, he listens on double. Dear Gussie, I don't know, just not including just for being so ornery. Sounding like he's taking lessons from the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Big Fatty, it's Brian in Danbury. Calling to leave a message on your bag phone. You know, that thing's probably getting all ratty and the natty anyway. But I'm calling to put myself in for the number one fan and also to give a amount for the big savings from the Publix, from the pubic hair and everything. My guess is 666.60, $666.60. Don't ask me how I came up with it, but that's what I decided. I mean, I'm really enjoying the country ham. It's so good. It's one of the many things I miss about living down south, but you know, you can't have it all. Can't wait for the big game and just hear what kind of show you're going to put out. Thanks. Bye.
Dear Gussie, y'all, that is the Brian from Danbury's up there in the Connecticut, and y'all, you'll notice I'm not bleeping out the amounts today because, y'all, it's too late, Dan, it's too late! It's just too late, so I'm just gonna let you know what the bid, y'all. Yes, Big Fatty, that sounds just lovely! And, y'all, he is talking about the country ham, and that is not spelled C-U-N-T. No, Big Fatty, it is not spelled C-U-N-T. Y'all, Big Fatty on Sunday on the start of season on year number four, Big Fatty had country ham also, so I must have been channeling the boys from Danbury. Yes!
Big Fatty, I do not want to be in the number one fan contest. You got that right. Hi, I'm cracking myself up, isn't that sad? Anyway, for the coupon guessing contest or whatever the hell you called it, I'm going to guess $480. Beep. Now, Kim Beaver knows that I know all about the rabbit. And as far as Peter Apollonius and the yoga, Peter, since you're listening, Orange County is a hotbed of yogurt emporiums. That is all. Thank you for calling. Bye.
Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, that is the groomer Zig who is out there in the Orange County. And groomer Zig, we are going to keep you in our thoughts. Groomer Zig had a little sad news that she reported to me today, but I'm not going to discuss that. But y'all, just keep everybody, y'all, let's just all keep each other in good thoughts. That's a, yes, Big Fatty, that's a lovely mantra for year number four. Now, y'all, I have got some other voice letters, but those are the only ones that came in with guesses for the number one fan contest and for the coupon contest. So I wanted to get those in and play those before we actually get to the coupon contest. Big Freddy, move the show forward! Now, y'all, the coupon contest has been... By the way, we had... Let me just look here real quick. We had 45 people... actually, 44 people entered the number one fan contest, and 44 people entered the coupon contest. Moose P wasn't eligible for number one fan, and... Chuck, the gay New Hampshire cowboy, he didn't enter the coupon. And y'all, so that 44, that is about 95%. I believe we were about three people short of having 100% participation of all the fans of the BFO. And y'all, quite frankly, if you didn't enter it, you know, what can I say? You are one of the minority. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't know. No. And y'all, the guesses, I find it very interesting. The guesses range from $1,284.70, that was the highest guess, all the way down to $15. Now, y'all, you know damn good and well Big Fatty saved more than $15 over the entire year at the Publix. So, but, you know, that's fine. You know, it was a chance to enter both contests, and whatever you wanted to guess is just fine. But now, y'all, Big Fatty is going to hit the total button because, y'all, I don't know what the total is myself, but I'm going to hit the total button right now. And see if I can figure this out. Okay, and now I'm going to, how do I do this? Oh, Big Freddy, you've got to hurry up and figure it out. Oh, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, dear Gussie, how do I do this? Oh, Big Freddy, don't ruin it. Okay, there it goes. Y'all, over the year, Big Fatty saved a total of $656.77. $656.77. So, y'all, let's go over here and let's take a look and see who was the closest without going over. Y'all, we had two people who bid $666. One at $666.60. But, y'all, the winner of the coupon contest, guessing $622.37, was none other than everyone's favorite racist, J.C. Mopple. All right, y'all, it is the moment that we have all been waiting for. I know the coupon contest was exciting. It was exciting, but y'all, I know that you are all waiting to hear who the number one fan of the BFO for 2011 will be, before we do that, y'all, let me introduce for the final time the number one fan of 2010 for his step down speech. Y'all, please put your hands together for the one and only Moose P.
Oh, Big Fatty, this is so emotional for me. Look, he's so regal looking. Oh, he's approaching. He is approaching the micro hoist. Oh, Big Fatty, let's listen.
Hi, Big Fatty. This is Moose. I want to thank you for allowing me to be your number one fan for 2010. It's with heavy heart that I send the tiara and leather sash back to you. But I realize you have to pass these items on to the 2011 number one fan. I hope the 2011 number one fan enjoys the honor as much as I have.
Oh, that is lovely. Just lovely. Oh, we are going to miss him, but he'll always be number one in our hearts. Right, Big Fatty?
Yes! Well, y'all, Moose has been an excellent number one fan, but y'all, the time has come. The sash and tiara have been returned, and y'all, can you hear this? Can you hear that? Huh? That is not a coupon, y'all. That is the colostomy bag with everybody's name in it that is in it. Y'all, we had over 45 entries, and y'all, the only person that was ineligible was Moose P, because you cannot repeat your term as the number one fan. However, after 1 year, you're back in the colostomy bag, if that's where you want to be, y'all. So anyway, y'all, first of all, before I go any further, Moose P and Bill in St. Louis, who was the 2009 number one fan and the very first number one fan, they're each going to be receiving a little something in the mail. So Moose, I need you and Bill in St. Louis to send me your U.S. Postal addresses, so I can get a little something in the United States Postal Service for you. But y'all, the 2011 number one fan, y'all, is going to receive a prize package. You know, not only is it an honor to carry the title, y'all, but there's a prize package involved, y'all, that you are not gonna believe, y'all. It includes a beautiful a beautiful, and you know, this changes from year to year. It's never the same. It's never the same prize package, but it is a beautiful boxed writing utensil with the BFO logo initials on it, and the number one fan inscribed into that writing utensil. Y'all, there is a a journal that says 2011 number one fan of the BFO on the outside. Y'all, there is a keychain. There is a lovely keychain that says I heart being the 2011 number one fan of the BFO. Y'all, there is a door magnet so that you can profess it to the world that has Big Fatty's head on it and says 2011 number one fan, Big Fatty Online. And y'all, there is a poster. A poster to put up in your place of work or worship. Yeah, put it up in your place of worship. But y'all, the way we're going to do this, I am going to shake up the colostomy bag, and Poodle McNoodle is going to pull out three names. The first name that comes out will be the number one fan. The second name that comes out will be the number two fan. And the third name to come out will be the number three fan. But we will reveal them from three to one. But we want everyone to have an opportunity to be the number one fan. That's why we'll pull it first. And y'all, the number two and the number three fans of the BFO for 2011 also receive a little something. So they'll need to get in touch with Big Fatty. And we'll discuss. What your little prize might be for this. Now, y'all, I have got all the names in here, and I am just going to reach in here now. Oh, no, I'm not going to read Poodle McNoodle. You're Big Fatty. I don't know if I can do this. This is a very big responsibility. We'll just reach in there, Poodle McNoodle, and pull a name out. And, okay, so we have got... We have pulled the number one fan of the BFO. We have pulled that out, and now we're going to pull out the number two fan of the BFO. We'll read these in just a moment. There's the number two, and y'all, the number three fan of the BFO is. Let's just see here. There's the number three. All right, y'all, we have our three winners, and now it is time to announce who our winners are. Y'all, the number three fan of the BFO for 2011 is Terry in the Chicagos. The number two fan of the BFO for 2011 is KC in Denver. The number one fan of the BFO for 2011 is Joe in Dallas. Big Fatty, people are gonna talk because that racist Julian Warning, you got a winner of the number one fan, dear Gussie.
Poodle McNoodle, you're probably right, but oh. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you've enjoyed this special a little show during halftime of the Booper Soul, the big game, if you will. But y'all remember, it does not replace your Monday shows. So don't forget to download that as we kick off year number four with some more voice letters and some nice things that people have written to Big Fatty about. And y'all, dear Gussie, y'all, it is now 14-3 midway through the second quarter of the big game. Y'all, Big Fatty has got to go get some Snicker Snacks.
Just let me tell you that when Big Fatty says he does not use the computers or the cell phones, he means it.
It is true, Big Fatty, and it ain't got no better after 3 years.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. 1438 and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.